The Chancellor made the comments about the state of the economy. He painted an extraordinarily bleak picture, suggesting it was the worst downturn in 60 years. He said, "I think it's going to be more profound and long-lasting than people thought." He added, "We've got to rediscover that zeal which won three elections, and that's a huge problem for us at the moment. People are pissed off with us." All this comes just as he and the Prime Minister are preparing a package of economic proposals to be announced next week. First, there'll be measures aimed at the housing market, possibly with more funding for local councils. Days later, Gordon Brown will unveil his second set of proposals on energy. Only today, two big companies followed others with price hikes. Scottish Power has raised gas prices by 34%. Npower's are up 26%. It's believed the Brown plan could involve a discount of up to £100 from winter bills for those in fuel poverty, funded by the companies and the government, and a boost for home energy efficiency, including insulation. All this is going to cost money, which the Chancellor can ill afford in the current climate, with borrowing rising above its targets.
Well, the government may decide that it's already going to have to borrow so much more over the next few years than it had been expecting because of the weakness of the economy, that it really doesn't matter if you just give away a few more hundreds of millions or even billions next week. The problem, though, is that that money does have to be paid back in the end, and people may suspect that the bills are going to come in after the next election.
But right now, the Chancellor has more pressing problems on his hands, his bleak assessment of the state of the economy and the government, and the reaction that's sure to follow.